This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model-strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, do you remember Scandalous from Pop Stars? Tamara Jaber, Carl Sanderlands' ex-wife. God, you guys, help me out. Somebody help me out. Jade hasn't even heard of Scandalous. You don't remember Scandalous, the pop group?
No. The only pop group I can remember that was Australian was like Bardo or something.
Okay, they were in the year after Bardo. They were a mixed group, Scandalous.
You watched it after the first year, Dave?
Some people obviously did. and one of them sitting across the panel from you. I'm really surprised that I have to go that far back. Look, Jade really isn't normally this clumsy around pop music. She does listen to Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. I'm just reading the article about Kelly Clarkson taking song requests on Twitter.
You see, she has selective hearing when it comes to pop music, and we need to stamp that out. We need to, you know, get her to the point where she's comfortable to talk about, you know,
the truly awful stuff.
Oh, come on. Stop being such a snob.
I'm not being a snob.
Yes, you are. What are you trying to say? Kelly Clarkson's better than Scandalous. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what I think I'm hearing?
Pretty much. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. You totally threw me off because you normally point at me when it's getting close to the end, but you were doing this dance move where you were pointing in the air and I was kind of like, what?
Jade, I was pointing in all directions. I was doing like a straight man dance.
Yeah, you know it was mostly up, but there was like a slight angle that kind of looked like it was heading towards me.
Yeah.
And it gave it's me like stage
fright. You could be on air right now, Jade, or after this beat or after that beat. Oh, we do love to do a bit of dancing here in the studio, don't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God it's not being filmed. Oh, my God. That would have been just scary.
Yeah, embarrassing for everyone.
Embarrassing for all involved.
Yeah, it'd be that type of thing. You know when sometimes you watch other people doing awkward things and you feel awkward? It'll be like that.
It's actually been like that a lot at my place this week. Now that I bought my family a big TV, like maybe 2 weekends ago, because I started to notice that Mama Lim, remember how I told you a few weeks ago on air that Mama Lim discovered TV?
Yeah.
Like it seems like a new invention to her. And she's discovered free-to-air TV and Big Brother and Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh, so she's into reality.
Oh, she is into reality
TV. There's so much more, Mama Lim.
There is so much more. But for her, she just wants to unwind and she just wants to watch some basic television program.
Yeah.
So, and she wants to bitch about people. So Big Brother and Farmer Wants a Wife is perfect for her. So I've been watching her watch TV all week because obviously none of us get to watch any of the programs we want. She pulls up the beanbag, sits in front of the TV and
it's all about her.
Yep. Yeah, end of story. She's got her bowl of nuts. She's got her coffee next to her. That's it. It's Mama Lim time in front of the TV. She don't care if it's like prime time and, you know, everybody in the house wants to watch something different. It's her time.
Yeah.
So I've been watching her watch TV and it's really interesting. Like, you know, I feel kind of awkward because she's kind of having these dialogues almost with the TV. Maybe it's not so much a dialogue because no one's talking back, but it's kind of like a monologue, you know.
She's commentating on what's happening.
She is commentating what's happening in a Big Brother house. Occasionally she would turn to me and go, go, I don't think I'll click very well with her.
Did she interact with them? Like, does she answer, you know, does she join in the conversation? But
most of the time she doesn't, because she's just, she's being so attentive of what's going on in the house, especially with Big Brother. Mm-hmm. But occasionally she would try to engage with the rest of us in the house and go, I don't think I'll click very well with her. Oh, she'd be like, oh, her face is too oily. So it's been very awkward for me, because when she says things like, I don't think I'll click with that housemate, or I don't think I'll, you know, that personality and mine would clash, would gel very well. When she says things like that, I kind of go, so Mum, who exactly in the Big Brother house would you get along with?
I'm just
curious.
Like, who's the favourite in terms of Mama Lim to win?
Yeah, who would Mama Lim gravitate to in the Big Brother house?
Yeah.
It's always good to ask, because you kind of want to know what goes through your parents' minds, as if they don't tell you enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 14 minutes to 8.
Yes, Jade. Joining us in the studio now, we have Wilk and Heath.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you going?
Good morning. Look, the weather can't be that bad out there if you're wearing a T-shirt and you're just looking like you're wearing a T-shirt and some knitted thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's nice and warm in here.
Well, do we have heaters in here?
I don't know. Who knows?
You must. You gotta have heaters.
We are in a shack.
No, it's nice and cozy in here. I like
it.
So, okay, boys, tell us about how you guys even got together. So you're a duo.
We are.
That is correct, yes. Yeah.
So tell us about this special relationship that you have. Well, how'd you guys meet? Who made the first move?
Not that special, but me and Heathy, just good mates in high school, and he always played guitar quite seriously, and he was always very talented. I don't know if everyone knew that, but I, when I was in year 12, started playing piano just because I liked singing and then wanted an avenue for that. And then all of a sudden I picked up my guitar when I watched a concert with James Taylor and Carole King, and I loved that. And then within a few months I was sort of okay, and then I just caught up Heathy for a jam, and then we just really blended well together, and so we thought we'd just go with it.
Yeah. So how would you describe your sound? What is the Wilk and Heath sound?
It's pretty much based around an acoustic guitar. So I guess acoustic is the first starting point. We've always struggled to describe
strummy
it.
Strummy Lala. I'm gonna go with Strummy Lala.
Jade has this
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a bit of Lala in it. When we're first writing a song, there's a lot of Lala and to try and get a melody going. So
it's
put that
pretty
in there.
Sort of winging it type thing.
Yeah. We have been looking at expanding into like a full band sound.
Yeah.
But at the moment when we're playing live, it's just couple of guitars and Wilco singing, so acoustic to start with.
You haven't even brought the piano out yet.
Well,
I don't really have.
That's the next frontier. We have to get a keyboardist. It's actually really hard because our standards are really high. We want to get if we get someone on board, we want them to be a really good,
as good as you would play. I mean, you've written the songs. You got to be precious about that. You can't just let any amateur come and plink away.
Now every artist has their favorite song to cover. What is yours?
Ooh.
I've really enjoyed. We used to cover Picture Frames by Georgia Fair.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed doing that one.
And then then there's the other one is I'm Yours.
That was like the first cover that we did. I'm Yours.
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Yeah, the first time we did it, we had bongos going, so we sort of really got into it, but we haven't done that for a while.
And then the other one I love doing is Yellow by Coldplay. Anything by Coldplay, really, but Yellow especially.
Jade, can I just say, I can't even. I'm having a Mel B moment now where I can't hide the cringe and disappointment on my face that they didn't say like Rihanna or something trashy. Like, why can't you boys cover Milkshake by Khalees?
I think that would come off so well.
Doesn't really suit us, maybe.
Yeah, no, that would go well with some bongos, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll look into it then. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Look, okay, so you guys are doing an event for Rude Bookings.
Yes.
Yes, tell us a bit about that.
It's on the 23rd of Sunday the 23rd, I believe.
23rd of September,
so it's celebrating the first anniversary or the first birthday for Rude Bookings, which is run by Deborah Herbert, and it's at the Impress Hotel. There's a lot of artists playing, so I can't remember all of their names, but Aran James is going to be there.
I've heard of Aran James.
Yeah, he supported Elton John on his Australian tour, so he's a pretty big name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So we're looking forward to seeing him live, and we're going to be playing a couple of new songs that we've been working on. So,
including a cover of Khalees.
Yes, just for you guys. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
We've put these boys in a position now where they have to deliver something of such quality.
Yeah.
I say quality with, you know, an eyebrow raise. Yeah. So, okay, playing a live show like this, I mean, do you guys have any rituals before you go on? Do you high-five each other? Do some sort of secret handshake?
Our ritual is absolutely nothing, no preparation.
We're just winging it, yeah.
Yeah, we don't really... Yeah, not enough, really. Like, we didn't... I wasn't even sure what would... I mean, unfortunately, we probably should have organised this a bit better, but we didn't even know what song we were playing until we got here, and then we didn't know, you know, what event we were here for and stuff, so...
You know what, Jay? This is what we need in our lives, this sort of essence of rock starness.
Do you have this element, like where how we were talking, you know, we were talking earlier about how we don't really talk to each other about what we're going to talk about before we go on air, where you don't talk to each other?
Yeah, I think it's just always been that way. Like when we get together and play, it's just sort of, we don't know what we're going to do and we just jam it out. And so when we're playing on stage, it's sort of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also helps us. We stay pretty relaxed on stage. Like, we don't sort of treat ourselves too seriously. We don't really get nervous. So we just have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So do you guys have an EP or a song out at the moment? Or
unfortunately, no. We're working on recording a song at the moment. We've done a few, like, you know, preliminary recordings, but it's actually really difficult to nut out a song in its entirety with the full instrumental, the full vocals. That's, you know, that just, you know, appeases this, you know, what you're looking for. And then... So we're working on getting something out which is really top notch, and then we're going to make a demo and then start, you know, distributing that as well as we can.
Okay, so Jade, really, we're not unearthing here. This is like 6 feet under and beyond.
Well,
this is very, very unearthing.
We've done some like demo recordings at home, you know, but obviously we don't really have the gear and
know
how to do it.
Totally up and coming, Jade.
Yeah. Dave records at home.
I use my MacBook. I use GarageBand. Yeah, I mean, you want to put me on their level? Really? How embarrassing. Don't ever bring that up again when we've got serious musicians in a room.
Very serious.
I mean, I try to get Ricky Lee to sing with me. I mean, come on. You know, I'm obviously a little more deluded than you think. Look, Wilk and Heath, thank you so much for joining us here on Different Strokes.
Enjoyed it.
Okay, so Empress Hotel, Sunday 23rd of September, tickets at the door or at rudebookings.com.
That is right.
Yeah, and a shout out to Deb. Hopefully you're listening or you might still be asleep, but thanks for getting us on here. Deb sort of supported us since day one, so she's been a big inspiration. Yeah. So thank you, Deb.
Oh,
for listening.
Good on her. She should be... It's almost 8 o'clock. I mean, come on, Deb. You should be up. You know, as if our, you know, lovely banter wasn't enough.
You should be up promoting Wilk and Heath.
So just one last thing. It's going to be a really good show, and it's always a lot of fun. So just check it out on Facebook. Just search Rude Bookings. That's rude, just, you know, regular R-U-D-E.
Rude.
And then you'll be able to find all the event information and whatnot.
Excellent. All right, thanks, boys, for
coming
in.
Thanks for having us, guys. Thanks again. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9. This is Rita Ora. Ooh. How we do party.
Is there?
Yeah, there's brackets around party.
Yeah.
Jade, look, for those of you that were listening before 8 o'clock this morning, we had an interview with two lovely boys.
Wilk and Heath.
Jade was being embarrassing.
I wasn't doing anything, Dave.
Okay, it was a good thing that it was after they had left.
Yeah.
Because one of them, actually both of them were quite attractive.
Yeah.
I'll say this, both of them were quite attractive. And I was shaking their hands and I was just like, oh, you know what? I was thinking in my head, I'm a professional, Jade.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to hit on our interview guests. But I was just like, he is cute. He is fine.
Yeah, well, see, and the thing is, right, we've known each other long enough, Dave, that I know what your type is. So I can normally tell, oh, Dave thinks this guy's cute.
Even without some sort of visual cue and saying anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you say the most embarrassing things about me sometimes.
Like what?
In company of... Jade, why don't you repeat what you said to me on Instagram last week when I was wearing my tank top?
Look, basically, what I said was, last week you had, like, sort of a... We were calling it lesbian chic look. You had, like, you had a tank top on and then you had, like, a shirt. Like a checkered shirt over the top. And you took a picture of you with the checkered shirt and the and the tank top on, and I said I liked it when you had just the tank on, and I said, you know, I'm not going to mention the convenience of the timing.
That was a rather good looking man that came in last Thursday morning. You know, and I just, it was getting hot, Jade. I don't need to answer to you, but the fact that you are so observant about my behavior, even when I'm not aware of what I'm doing, like, I don't know, I wasn't consciously thinking, oh my God, he's attractive, let's show off my arms.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know what, it's getting really humid in this room, I need to take it off.
Yeah.
And he just happened to be there, and I happened to want to make conversation right at that minute, Jade.
I can't help it if I... am observant of you and your behaviour, that's all.
And you used to make fun of me for flicking my hair.
Yeah, Dave does this thing when he's flirting where he, like, flicks his hair.
I don't.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, and your voice, like, just gets slightly different as well. It's
my,
like,
voice gets different.
Yeah.
Jade, it's been a very long time since I've been with a man, so I don't know, I don't even know what my behaviour's like.
I'm just talking about general interaction.
Nobody knows you better than your lesbian best friend. This is the truth. And nobody will embarrass you more in front of boys than your lesbian best friend. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9. This is new Cody Simpson. Is Wish You Were Here.
Oh.
Aw. He hasn't even gone through puberty. What does he know?
Okay, so Dave... you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. It's 20 minutes past 8. Dave, birthday wishes rushing in from a variety of peeps.
Oh, it's very nice. Thanks for your birthday wishes, you guys. So we've got one from
Z.
Z. Yay for Virgo, Z says. Yes, I am a Virgo. Not sure what that means because I never really bothered to investigate because I don't think I really believe in star signs.
Okay.
I think I'm meant to be a perfectionist and a romantic.
Mm-hmm.
All very good traits. Unless, of course, you hear...
I'd be more interested to know, like, what Hogwarts house you were in.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do a test. We'll do a test.
There is a test for that now. Yeah, what, some sort of MySpace quiz?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, please. Simona says, happy birthday. Hope you have an amazing day. And, of course, the gorgeous Sammy. Mm-hmm. We love Sammy.
Yes. Yeah,
Gay News Week, Sammy says, good morning. Different Strokes. Happy birthday to Dave. Lots of hugs. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
In any case, Jade, this TV show has got you talking, has got you...
It got under my skin,
got
Dave.
Under your skin, yes. And you got angry.
Look, I'm...
Pots and pans were thrown.
It's almost like I'm always sort of on high alert for anything that has, like, lesbian-ish, like, type representations happening.
On TV, yes. So there's an ABC2 drama called Dawn Porter. It just follows the different weekly adventures of this journo.
Yeah, she's from, she's British. So, like, you know, next week's show, for example, she's talking about breast cancer.
So it's a different topic every week.
Different topic every week. This week she did Dawn Porter Goes Lesbian. I saw it in the newspaper and I was like, I think I need to watch this.
Yes. You need to keep a checking eye on that.
Well, you know, I'm interested in how lesbians are being portrayed on TV, like, you know, because I've said before, Dave, like, it's, you know, we see a lot of gay men now on TV, mm-hmm. in different shows. Whether that representation is correct or not is another point of discussion.
Correct.
But lesbians are less represented. Yes, Ellen is hugely famous and popular, but not in terms of, like, fictional characters. Anyway, so she is Dawn is a heterosexual woman, and she's decided that she wanted to go in underground in the lesbian world and find out whether she said that she'd previously had sort of feelings towards other women, but like sexual feelings, but not, you know, ever wanted to pursue it necessarily as, like, a relationship or anything. So she was kind of saying, could this attraction turn into something? And she sort of goes and does all of these things. She moves into a house with three lesbians for the entire month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I'm listening with open ears and no judgment because I feel like, you know what, we don't know what the personal investment is in this.
Look,
she could be a straight woman just wanting a bit of Katy Perry style kissing on girl action. God. We don't know this, Jade, but, you know, based on what you just told me just there, it sounds like, you know, she has had sexual interest in women before. So this could be more of a research into whether she would fit into the lesbian community, perhaps.
But there was this, but to me, and that's what I thought, originally what I thought was going in, I was trying to be positive about it, thinking, oh, maybe this is going to be about female sexuality in terms of, what is sexuality? Is it fluid, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
But what it ended up turning into is like her basically a day or two in, she's going on about, oh, I miss men, I can't be, like all of this kind of stuff, right? And then she's like trying all these different things, like she's trying internet dating, she's trying going to bars and all that, you know, and she's not.
Was it a good exploration into the lesbian scene though?
Well, but I found it like there were just things, parts of it that I just feel like went into stereotype and not into, like, for example, when she moves into this house with the three lesbian women, one of them is femme, and she says, oh, you're really girly, you don't look like a lesbian, you know what I mean, like that. Yeah. Kind of and then, you know, so throughout the duration of this month, she ends up having she starts to develop feelings for this femme lesbian living in the house.
Oh really?
Like, you know, they get along really well, they've got like a good friendship and all of that, and sort of towards the end of her time there, they, you know, each say, oh, like, you know, I haven't felt this way about someone for a long time, blah. Aww. Blah blah. Anyway, so it gets into this like really touching moment. The next day she packs up her bags and leaves, and I was just a bit like,
that poor other woman.
Yes.
So the other woman genuinely fell for her.
Yeah. And I just found that, like, I mean, my girlfriend left the room halfway through this documentary because she found it that offensive, and I was just kind of like, I feel like it could have been better.
Yeah, look, I mean, the treatment of another individual is something that I would, you know, have an issue about, but, you know, in terms of the way it's done, I think, how other way could this straight woman do it? I mean, this is Dawn Porter. You know, she definitely dives into lots of different issues. I'm sure the catch of her TV show is to see it through her eyes. So making comments like, oh, you know, you're pretty femme for a lesbian, it's just, it's what you would expect because it's candid and it comes from her eyes. Like, you don't expect her to say all the politically correct things, do you?
Well, I don't necessarily, but I expect her to, like, not, you know what I mean? Like, don't you think by her saying that out loud means it sort of gives that perception that that's the way a lesbian should be?
No, but by her saying that out loud, that it gives us an opportunity to discuss, look, what does a lesbian look like? And we have seen on the blogs and on Twitter before, remember how there was that article that talked about what does a lesbian look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it opens up discussion, you know, and, you know, a lot of people probably feel the same way you do, that lesbians shouldn't be pigeonholed to, you know, looking a certain type of, having a certain type of haircut.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good that she said that, because we need to call her out. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. Not The View.
No.
Not The Circle.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of women here talking about, you know, topical stuff. This is not usually us.
She's on ABC if you want to check it out.
If you want to check it out, yeah. Have a look and let us know your thoughts.
Yeah. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 22 minutes to 9. Dave, our Dawn Porter discussion has got conflicting sides of the story.
As you would expect. Yeah. With Different Strokes, because, you know, we're about camping geek colliding and different perspectives.
Yeah.
So would our strokers be?
Yeah, so Travis said Dawn Porter should just go.
I feel like there was a sassiness in that. Yeah. Go.
And then we had another text that said Dawn Porter is awesome.
See? Two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Also got a text here from Matt. At same.
Yeah.
That's like all the way up in Sydney.
Yeah.
But same's
Matt
pretty
good. Matt at same is probably one of our biggest fans, I would say.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny that, oh, goodness. It's so nice to hear from you, Matt. Thanks for the birthday wish.
Yeah.
Jade, let's have a look at this new app that you are bringing to my attention.
Yeah. It's called Time Geeks and Friends. Great name, Dave, already.
I know. Anything that has geek in there and friends, I feel like it's going to be a communal experience here.
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's 8-bit goodness is a way to describe it. So it's very 8-bitty. Basically,
for those of you who don't know what 8-bit is, it's like a pixelated image.
Yeah, like a little pixelated kind of cool. Like it's like 80s style computer graphics, basically.
Yeah, so like your old Mario and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it all looks like that. But basically the concept of Time Geeks and Friends is that you can play against your friends or you can play against random people. But what you've got to do is you've got tasks that you have to go and find. It's like Where's Wally? You have to go find a particular thing and the quickest person gets the points. So the quickest person to find, you get like, ready, go. Quickest
person. So everyone is playing in this one particular level.
Yeah, so there's different levels.
Yeah.
So
you and your friends all play and try to find this thing.
Yeah, so and it's like a timed thing, so you'll get a time, you get a time and then the other person gets a time. Person who gets the most levels up.
How many plays can you have?
You can play with as many people as you want.
Wow, okay. Yeah. It's going to get really competitive if you have lots of people in there.
Yeah, I don't know whether they have it separated out with different games, like so you've got three different games going on, like draw something or Words with Friends, that kind of style. But you get like these different power-ups as well, so you can like move the cloud so it's easier to find things. You can get more fuel, so you can get all of these. And then you can also like unlock different characters and avatars, so... Yeah, it's lots of fun, Dave.
It does sound like lots of fun, but I'm very, very afraid to play you in this game because you guys know how competitive Jade gets, right?
Like, I'm not just, that competitive.
Oh, just don't even. Like Monopoly, Scrabble, any kind of game with loose pieces, not with Jade. Not with Jade. It's a risk.
So, how can you say that? You've played board games before with people who have stormed out of the room because they were so...
That is a different story altogether and one that, yeah, I'll probably bring back and tell you guys someday because that was some drama. I hosted a dinner party thing at my place once and, yeah, somebody threw a piece across the room and had a tanty. It was a grown man.
And it wasn't me.
It wasn't Jade. It was a grown man. So it was not cute. It was not the look.
It's very colourful. If you like that 8-bit artwork, you'll like Time Geeks and Friends. So try it out.
All right. So Time Geek and Friends is your app of the week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jade.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
We've got Melbourne, a Melbourne band as our music pick of the week this week.
Yes, they're called The Tiger and Me. They're kind of, I would say, they're indie popish, but they can do those sort of quiet type ballads that you expect from, you know, Strummy Lala, if you will.
Some nice acoustic based ballads.
Yes, yeah, so they do that. And they're just releasing their second album that is called The Drifter's Dawn. And they've released their first single from that, which is a song called Pantomime, which I had a listen to, Dave, and I think you're really going to like it.
So you're saying that it's an infectious kind of indie pop tune,
yes.
Which I'm always here for.
Yeah, so it's got, you know, it starts off kind of really, really light and, you know, more Jade-ish. And then it moves into that kind of, you know how we've got this thing now about indie pop and it goes into like that, like let's sing along together and all the harmonies and, yeah. You know, like let's clap our hands type stuff. That it goes into that type
something
of
something a bit joyous like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a bit joyous. And, yeah, I love to support these, you know, type of Melbourne bands. And they're touring around now. Great. Great stuff. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. 10 minutes to 9. I like how they put the sound effects of the boat rocking.
Is it a boat rocking? I thought it was like a hammock.
I feel like it's a boat.
Every time I hear that song, I feel like I'm on the beach or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere pleasant and not going to work.
Exactly.
So that was off Monsters and Men, Little Talks, which is taking off in the UK right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're an Icelandic band. Hello.
Yeah.
So, like, they're the biggest thing since Bjork. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I just said that. You know, discrediting all great, you know, Icelandic musicians, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But, Jade, look, playtime is over for this week.
Yeah.
Playtime at Different Strokes.
Yeah, it's over for us. That was our pack-up song for this week.
I didn't pack up anything.
If you want to get up in contact with us during the week, you can go to joy.org.au/differentstrokes. There you'll find a link to our podcast and our blog/website.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook and Twitter also, so there's links for those there, but you can always search for us if you get stuck.
Yes. So any of the music that we've played, like with our music pick of the week, you see clips of it on our Facebook and Twitter anyway. So
yeah,
we're good with social media like that. Blowing our own trumpet and everything.
We're good at integrating social media into our programming experience.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Look at you. Marketing degree much? Sell it to me. Look, Jade, I mean, it's been a wonderful way to start my 25th birthday with one of my favorite people on earth.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Yeah. I mean, you did have to get up at like 4 o'clock, but
I know I wasn't loving you very much at that minute. But
it wasn't my decision.
It wasn't my choice. You signed up for this too, Dave.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.